Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Katamita. This is Yusuf.
And I'm Zuby. So today is a special birthday episode. So we are singing happy birthday to Yusuf. And in honor of that, we just thought we would talk about what it's like to be a whole year older and what that's been like.
LOL.
And, you know, just all the things that come with that. We might also have another little special surprise in this episode.
Oh.
Maybe a guest appearance from an elusive person.
Oh.
We'll see. So, yeah. So far, Yusuf, how would you say your birthday has been? And what has it been like to turn a new year, turn 28? Has it meant anything to you so far?
Sure. So, as we just mentioned, I turned 28 years old this year. I'll be honest, I was not really putting any special significance on
28
on this age.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely not like, it's not a multiple of five, and it's not like entering a new decade of life.
Exactly.
It kind of just feels like inching closer to 30, which, like in gay years is 60. So I've been dreading it just a tiny bit, and I think just this year I was, I wouldn't say I was anxious about my birthday, but I wasn't looking forward to it as much, and I was, kind of dreading, you know, not hearing from our mom this year.
Yeah.
So that was a little difficult to kind of hype myself up through.
Yeah.
But I'm also just surrounded, I'm so lucky to be surrounded by just such loving people like you, my stepdad, my nephews, and the friends we've made here that I've made here through you. And it ended up being such a great weekend, you know, Thursday night, which was my actual birthday. Nobody likes a weekday birthday, but we made it work. We just had it actually worked out great because I didn't, you know, I wasn't feeling super hugely celebratory. So it was nice to just be able to sit down and have a nice intimate dinner with a few folks I care about. You did amazing in picking out the perfect spot.
Shout out to Jerusalem Garden Cafe downtown. They have the cutest little VIP room in the back.
Absolutely. Palestinian and Syrian owned. So amazing. Go support your local businesses and your mom and pop shops. And it was amazing. You know, they set up this little back room for us. The decoration in there is amazing. All the tapestries and art on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this little cute area to sit in. We got to sit on the floor.
Yeah.
We got to put these little cushions all around. It was just amazing. The food, top notch, of course. And it was just so meaningful to be there with, you know, the few folks that really mean a lot to me since I've moved up here.
Yeah.
And
thank you guys for coming out.
Definitely.
It was really nice.
And then the next day, it was a Friday. And I'll be frank, I was kind of exhausted after work. Like, it was such a long day for some reason. But
yeah, we were ready to take a nap after work.
Definitely. And then the time flew by. So we actually ended up being kind of late to our little meetup because of me. Because I was trying to beat this face into gorgeousness. It ended up being such a great night. I mean, I haven't really let loose like that in some months, so it was really nice to
blackmail videos to follow.
Oh, God. Gosh. That's the other thing. I have not received any videos of my shenanigans, so I have no idea what everyone has on me, but
we have plenty.
No, it was just, it was a good night.
It was
good. Yeah, we were just dancing and having a great time, and it was really great. So it was really special to me. I was talking to my therapist about it the week before, and just, you know, talking about how I was a little hesitant to be so celebratory this year. And we kind of came to this conclusion that, you know, you can enjoy your birthday without having a huge celebration. Like, those two things can be mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
And it just turned out that I got the best of both worlds. I got my nice little celebratory dinner one night, and then I got to go out and have a little fun the next night. So it was amazing.
That's good. I'm so glad. I know I was definitely having had a birthday, you know, after mommy's passed, and it was a milestone birthday. It was just like, you know, so I was really worried about that with Yusuf and just wanting him to not feel pressure, but also just have a good time. And, you know, that's why I just kept asking, like, are you okay? Are you having fun? Are you having fun? But, you know, it seemed like you did. And I was just really, really, really glad about that, because even when you do have a good time, sometimes, you know, you can almost feel guilty for having a good time and
definitely
all of that. And so I just wanted us to be able to just disassociate from that a little bit and enjoy. Yeah.
And it was one of our first times, like, kind of partying together. Like, we've gone out, we've gone to bars and stuff, but I don't know that we've ever really completely let loose around each other.
Yeah.
And so, I mean,
no, you were definitely, that was definitely like a first for me with you, in that way.
Yeah, no, for sure. Because, you know, of course it goes without saying there's so much love between us. But that's also not to say that, you know,
I'm still kind of like a maternal figure, you
exactly,
know? So it's a little bit like different, you know, just
like how exactly. Up. Yeah. So
good to be like with your friends to kind of just like see how that was.
Not even just that, like, I think I kind of just made a conscious decision, like, Zuby is here for you tonight, and like, she's already shown that, and like, just have a good time, because she, you know, like, everyone is having a good time, basically.
Yeah.
So it was really nice. It was nice that I felt like we connected in a different way.
Yeah. And all joking aside, there wasn't any serious shenanigans. It was just good fun.
Yeah.
But I'm really glad you had that. And so we thought we would just do a little episode on that, and, you know, what it's like to be 28. And I know it's not like a huge milestone year, but really wanted to ask you, in this new year for you, what, maybe just one small goal that you might have?
Man, that is hard. I have so many, and yet I don't have any at the same time.
Yeah, I feel the same.
I think I really want to put my money where my mouth is in terms of dedicating myself to enjoying my crafts, like making music.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to get in the headspace where I don't just talk about, oh, I want to sit and record this week, or I want to sit and write lyrics. Like, I actually want to be more accountable and dedicate like X amount of time per week to music or something like that, you know? And so, because I've noticed like working on this podcast has really reminded me that, you know, it's a passion project.
Yeah.
And
you have to carve out time and protect time to do it.
Exactly. And like, exactly that.
Yeah. And it's harder to do than we think it is. Even when we are passionate about it.
Yeah.
It's still like today, for example, you know, where we both have to sort of like yell at each other a little bit and be like, all right, let's get it done.
Yeah. Well, I will say, so today is kind of a funny story because I could not find my laptop. And when I say
completely decompensated.
Yeah, and like when I say could not find my laptop, I still don't know.
We still don't know.
I still don't know where it is. And so and like, how do you lose a laptop? You know, and so
right, it's not like a pen.
Yeah.
It's a giant laptop.
I was like kinda starting to spiral over.
No,
like,
not kind of starting to spiral.
I was
spiral.
Like, oh,
let's be real.
Oh my God, like, why can't I find my laptop? This is so annoying. And
I'm sorry, it's
okay. No, you could laugh because it is funny, because I think the reason
I was like, get over it, moveon.org, let's get going.
To be frank, I think the only reason I got so upset was because it's like the second time this week I've misplaced something.
Yeah.
And so, funny enough, since we're talking about my birthday,
on
my actual literal birthday, we went to the restaurant, had an amazing time, we get home. mind you, I was parked at my sister's place on Thursday, because she lives a lot closer to my job. So it just worked out.
Yeah.
Came over, got ready.
Work, yeah.
Exactly. And then we went to the restaurant together.
And then we carpooled because it's downtown.
And so we get home and I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll head back to, you know, my place and get ready for work the next day. And then I realize I left my fanny pack at the restaurant.
Indeed.
Which is
closed.
Closed now at this point, right? And I was just like, oh my God, what a way. Like, you just had such a great night. And like, here's a nice little reminder that you're 28, but still just a giant baby. You know, like, you well, are irresponsible. And I think for me, like, I do hold a lot of, you know, because I'm the baby of the family, yeah, yeah, and because of all that, like, I am pretty hard on myself when I do have these moments
yeah,
of, like, losing something or something like that, because I'm, even if you guys aren't around, I'm still yeah, trying to prove to myself that, like, I'm not the dummy that just always loses things, which I am. And so I think today I just kind of like let it get to me that like, yeah, oh my God, you literally just turned 28 this week and you've already lost your fanny pack and your laptop. Like, what is wrong with you? What's missing in your head?
And meanwhile, why aren't you laughing my yeah, head off, because I literally lose my phone 50 times a day. So I'm just like,
well,
yeah,
we all like, we all like misplace our phone, you know, like yeah, that's normal. But like, to leave my thing at the restaurant, oh my God. But luckily it's really not a big deal, cause we called right away and you know, they were super sweet and accommodating and we were able to go get it when we did. But the laptop thing, it's like, how do you,
I don't know,
misplace a laptop?
Do not, you know, where
and
it
so
is,
it just
I'll be doing my prayer for lost things and it'll show up.
I know it's gonna show up, because I mean, factually speaking, since I've moved up here, the laptop has only been in my home and your home.
Yeah.
So I know I'm going to find it. I just feel like, damn, you know, like you just turned a bigger adult number.
Yeah.
And here you are still not being able to do something simple, you know, like keep track of your belongings, especially yeah, like a big belonging, like a laptop, like yeah, what? So that's kind of where I'm struggling. That's been my big struggle of the day.
Yeah.
Is just trying not to beat myself up so much about that, because I don't know.
I mean, ultimately both things worked out though. And it's not like there was any, I think the way I saw it was like, it's not a big deal. Like, neither of them were a big deal. We were still able to work around. We were able to work around right, the fanny pack situation. We were able to work around the laptop situation. So,
yeah.
I guess to me, I see, like, the end result where yeah, I was just like, well, at the end of the day, did right, it, like, make a difference in right,
circumstantially, it wasn't a big deal, but I think just with the yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just with the context, I was upset at myself more so than the situation.
Yeah, yeah, for you sure. Know,
definitely annoyed at the situation, but yeah, upset with myself more so than anything else.
So, you know, now that you are older and wiser,
without my laptop, yes.
Sounds like you want to put a little bit more time and energy into your creativity and your creative projects.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to go back 10 years ago, where did you think you were going to be at 28?
I have to say, before I answer that question is really funnily timed, because earlier today I was watching a video and the person said, you know, the best time to start, insert your passion here, whatever. Yes. I was watching a video game video.
Uh-huh.
The best time to start that would have been 10 years ago. The next best time is today. Yeah, yeah. And so, I don't know, if I could go back 10 years, I think I would really advocate for myself and maybe, you know, education was so big in our family. I think I would have advocated for myself in the sense that, you know, I could have used education to further my passions rather than always just have to see it as a secondary thing. I think that maybe 10 years ago, if I had gone to a music school or an art program or a production school, something that would have really bolstered my capabilities to do this independently and learn the process, then when things really picked up, because I really grew up in the prime of social media and all that, that I would have had the tools to succeed in this sphere. And that's not to say that you have to be a professional to succeed. I mean, the great thing about social media is everyday people can go viral, you know? But I just think that I would have been a little happier if I had chosen a career that aligns more closely with my passion.
And where did... But... So, you made those decisions or whatnot, or were forced into those decisions, probably. Yes, definitely, most likely.
Pressured into those decisions. Yes, but, you
so
know.
Where did you think you were going to be at 28, though? Like, even then, once you had made those decisions, where did you see yourself? So, let's see.
18 years old. I was just figuring out that I was a homosexual. So, I was probably unsure. Like, rethinking my views on marriage, you know, thinking that I'm probably not going to have a wife anymore in 5 years, like I was planning, you know, because for a while in my younger teen years, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm totally going to be married and have kids by my mid-20s and, you know, be whatever career I'm in. So that started changing. I think... Regardless, I would have thought that I'd probably be in, like, a stable...
job.
I was going to say relationship, but but okay, drag me, that too. Exactly that, though. I think, generally speaking, I just thought I was going to be in a place where I was in a stable job and probably have my whatever version of a family would work out, which is, you know, probably... a partner and maybe adopted kids or something like that. So now that's kind of changed, obviously, because it's 28 and I've never been in a relationship.
Yeah, and I think also so much of that changes our picture of what we think we are going to be and where we actually end up being, and that's
what
just
we're supposed
life
to do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think that's so much of it. I really like what you said about, you know, the best time to start would have been whenever, but the next best is now.
Yeah.
And then we hear all of these things and see all of these inspirational things about people that are much older and getting to do something and being really successful at it, which is also kind of fun, too. It makes you not lose all hope, you know, there's certainly. And then, of course, because I'm much older than you, I'm like, you're still a baby. Like, 28 is nothing. That's just, you know, not a big deal.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not on, like, as much of a biological clock issue as, like, women are. You know, for me, 28 was very different.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That makes sense. So what was it like for you?
Well, at 28, I was... also feeling a lot of pressure. I had finished professional school and some postgraduate training, and there was just a lot of societal pressure that I needed to be getting married and, you know, starting a family and whatnot. And so...
societal and familial. And
yeah, I mean, I think when I say societal, I guess I mean familial. But there was just a lot of that pressure, and so I did, you know, succumb to that pressure, and 28 is when I got married. And so I know even then people were like, oh, you know, you're older getting married at 28, which I think now maybe people wouldn't say that as much, but I'm not sure. But that's where I was. I was moving across the country, getting married, not sure where life was going to go, but it was a brand new chapter in my life is what it was.
Definitely. Would you say that the decade between 18 to 28 was better than the decade between 28 to 38, or are they so completely different?
So different. Such different seasons in life.
Do you think one was more eventful, one was more full of accomplishment, anything like that?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So 18 to 28, I definitely felt like myself in some ways because I was by myself. I wasn't in a relationship. And it was more about professional growth and growth in general in that way. And so I did feel accomplished. I felt like I was coming into my own self-assuredness. And then from 28 to 38 was a different season because then it was about being a wife and a mother, which makes you secondary.
Right.
And then you, or at least how I felt, was I wasn't
your priority
myself anymore either. Like, I lost my sense of self and my self-assuredness and all of that, you know, assuredness, confidence, honestly just went away.
Yeah.
That's just the truth for me.
Yeah, no, I hear that.
It's like I felt deflated in a lot of ways, because I just had to put other people first. And that's what you do when you get married and have children. It's what you do is you put other people before yourself. And that it changes you, and it's not always a good thing, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is to that. I'm still figuring that out. But I would say I was happier between 18 to 28. I would, if I'm being honest, I would say I was happier between 18 to 28.
Yeah. I think overall I've had a very great life. I'm very grateful for it and very blessed. Of course, there are the few, you know, seismic things that have made it hard and will continue to make it difficult for the remainder of my life.
Yeah.
I will say that as I inch closer to 30, I've gotten a lot of really great encouragement and advice from folks older than me, that remind you that, like, 30 is not old.
Yeah.
It's actually, you know, it, for a lot of people, it can be the beginning for a lot of stuff. And
for sure.
I think for me, I feel like when I turned 18, 10 years ago, I was, you know, definitely struggling with identity, but still a pretty happy-go-lucky person. And then in my, you know, like late teens and 20s is when I had my first waves of like major depression that I'm not sure I ever fully recovered from. Well, when I say that, I really mean I don't think I ever went back to who I was, which was just like a
carefree.
An entirely different version of unabashedly happy oftentimes, which I think is obviously like, obviously you grow up and you see the real world around you and you know, have to kind of toughen up a bit. But I do feel confident that the skills and coping mechanisms and all that stuff, the maturity I've gained, minus still losing things, the maturity I've gained in the last 10 years is going to make the next 10 years of my life a lot better.
Yeah.
I think.
And I think so too.
Yeah. I'm very optimistic that, you know, life has its crappy moments, but I'm pretty equipped to handle it, and still make the most out of it. And it's really been recently about changing my mindset, kind of, again, back to what I was saying about being accountable with my passions, because, you know, life is short and, you know, we all have to work till we die. Unfortunately, the retirement age is only going up. And so you better... Yeah, but better...
did you listen to our last episode, our other episode about Die with Zero?
Yeah, no, and that's exactly it, is that we don't know when that's going to happen, but you better enjoy it while you're here somehow. And there's got to be something you do that you enjoy.
Yeah, there's ways to be responsible and be passionate.
Of course.
You know, and I think that's the thing, is like that pendulum has swung, you know, from one end to the other for so many people that, you know, that, oh, you know, to be responsible, you need to be in this job that's going to pay you this much amount of money and for this many years and putting into your retirement and, you know, wait for those vacations, put them off. Mm. And then there's the other end, which is like, just enjoy your life and not have any savings. And I don't think it needs to be one way or the other. I think as I am getting older, you know, and I'm opening my mind to different ways of thinking, I am definitely, I feel like a new chapter has started for me as well this year, to kind of open my mind to learning things and seeing things a little bit differently. So
definitely.
You know, back when I was 28, oh gosh, it was just so much pressure. Like, these are the things that you need to do, you have to do. It's always, I felt like I always had a checklist of things that I needed to do and get done and move through life.
Right.
And
benchmarks,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And I don't regret any of that because I love my children, and my children were born within that, you know, 28 to 38 time period. And I would never want to take that away. But it's definitely been, you know, when I think about what I wish I had known or what mistake I made or what I learned from or what I would have done differently, I think more often people do say, you know, I wish I had taken chances. Mm. I wish I had taken that chance that I didn't take because I was too scared to fail or I was too scared of what people would think. And I think there is still some of that for me, but I feel like I'm allowing a little bit of that to melt away. And honestly, this podcast is that, is me trying to melt that away because I am so self-conscious about saying what I really want to say or being really honest about things instead of presenting a certain way. Cause what would people think?
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, and us doing it together is makes it a little safer, I guess.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, where do you see me at 38 and where do you see yourself at 50?
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, I think I'll still be alive at 50. I know that sounds really morbid, but I know. I mean, I think about it. I always say, like, I don't see myself being, like, 80, but I think 50, I'll still be here, hopefully, if, you know, that's what God wants. Where do I see myself at 50? I can't help but think about, like, the boys' ages, and then that's how I... First, I think that, and then I think about what does that mean for me.
Right.
So I think about my kids being 10 years older, which brings them to a totally different age group, a totally, like, entering a new season of life for them, a new chapter for them. And then that's how I would answer the question is because, like, well, what does that mean? Okay, if my kids are, let's say, going to college then where does that take me? Like, that's the way I even think about it.
Yeah.
So sure. I do think, though, I would be pursuing a little bit, like, allowing more creativity in my life and giving myself some more time to be creative and, you know, spending more money on the things that I care about and enjoy because I can be really miserly and frugal and, you know, just so scared of the scarcity mindset of being poor that I hope that I can feel a little more secure financially, or at least, like, even if I am financially secure to feel like I'm financially secure and then live my life that way. As far as you at 38, I think you are, you know, just starting this new chapter here, and it's going to be baby steps, but I think you're going to be in a position of power of some sort. Like, maybe not anything, you know, huge. I'm not saying you're going to be, like, the president or a senator or anything, but I see
Let's manifest.
But I see you... Oh, who wants to be the president? Yeah, does anybody really want that anymore? But,
I really don't want war criminal on my resume.
Yeah, but I think I can see you really coming into this...
Leadership,
yeah. This just, like, other level of leadership. Again, because I think you've done that before, but I can see you doing that again in a professional way, whatever that way that is. And then hopefully starting to have a family or thinking about that. You know, I don't really know. Like I said, 28 is not that old. And so I think we have to rethink our timelines and our expectations. Definitely. So even 38, again, I know this is, as a man, it's different than for a woman, you know? So 38 to me is like, well, it's not that bad. Like, it's not like you, again, have a biological clock that's saying, if you don't do this now, it's never going to happen. Like, that's what it was for me in so many ways, where I just don't think if you don't have that kind of pressure on you, it allows you more flexibility and freedom to really do what might be best for you.
Yeah. I'll take it. I'll take leadership. manifest.
Yeah.
I think 10 years from now, you're right. I mean, I've always, since I was a kid, known I want to be a parent. So I think that would be a big thing for me, is I think whether or not I have a partner at that point, I think I would be probably adopting or looking into adopting.
Mm-hmm.
And And yeah, in terms of career, I mean, who knows? You know, I mean, there's just, I've just met so many people in life who are doing a job now that they never would have envisioned a decade ago. So I really don't know.
Yeah, where I think I'm gonna our culture has changed about that too. I think COVID really
revolutionized,
like crumbled all of our ideas about a lot of things. Mm. And
yeah, I mean, we've got all these like digital nomads now.
Yeah. And also just the world is so different post that, you know, where there's more digital stuff, there's just more flexibility in a lot of things, but also realizing
life is short.
Yep. And so maybe we want to be doing something different. I think and then we had a significant loss, but even so many millions of people had that same thing happen during that time of COVID. That I think how could it not change us all,
right?
So I think like we can't even compare, you know, my 28 to your 20 for so many reasons, you know, female, the time of, you know, that it was, the year that it was, and all of that. I think it's going to be way better for you.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be way better
for you. Must have been nice not losing half your 20s to a pandemic.
I mean, I guess I don't really, again, see, that's what I'm saying, we can't compare.
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, it really wasn't that big of a deal.
Well, yeah, because you were home with your kids anyway.
So insensitive and terrible. But I was like, yeah, cool. I'll
honestly,
stay at
I feel
home.
Like in a weird way, it kind of worked for your situation because you got time at home with your kids, which is like something most parents have to, you know, fight for.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, honestly, like. I know it sounds really terrible, but it worked.
I mean, but that's a reality. It was the COVID was terrible for most people, and like a lot of us got by, and it was okay. You know, we were lucky.
We were so lucky. We were lucky. We had jobs, and oh gosh, yeah, for sure. Like I really know how insensitive it sounds when I say that because it was truly. Like what we've gone through just now, earth shattering, you know, for so many people.
Right.
And I like constantly think about that. Like, and I think we got really lucky that we didn't really lose people in COVID time where it was so, you were almost desensitized to it because everybody was losing people.
We definitely had our close calls, but we were so, so blessed.
Yeah.
We were so, so blessed. And, yeah, I think that's a huge thing is it not just COVID, but all this stuff happening in the world, the amount that the media, you know, paints out
there
war
was
and stuff like that. Like, we are so desensitized to just human strife that, you know, we don't always see how lucky we are, but also just how messed up the whole world is and...
Yeah.
You know, that we're lucky to be scraping by. So. Yeah.
We were, you know, talking about that and we were watching some dystopian, you know, episodes on TV of some things. And we were just chatting about how these are more blatant dystopian things, but our world is dystopian,
but it's
just more subtle and gradual. And so we don't recognize it.
And we in America are truly, truly just in a bubble of false security and delusion that
agreed
that the world is a safe and happy and thriving place.
Right.
That's truly not the truth, even if you look at cities in America.
Yeah, absolutely. There's people that don't have clean water.
Absolutely.
Country,
so. Absolutely.
It's hard to say, you know, like, what is the world going to look like in 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's...
That's very true.
You can never predict.
Yeah, we don't know what revolutions or what world changes, what world powers are going to change in the next
what
few years, to
be
honest.
In?
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm kind of like, what's my exit plan?
No, we all are. Because, we all are. So
it's interesting. It's always hard to answer the future. Although I do think it is always a good idea to have some goals, some small goals, some short-term goals, some long-term goals. And then, you know, vision it out and manifest it and bring it you know, to fruition as much as you can. With, you know, I always think like we need to do our part, and then the powers that be will do their part. So I think it is always good to talk about your goals in the future, but there is so much unknown. My gosh, 10 years from now, because look at how the last 10 years were.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
Yeah. And I also just, I think 10 years from now, I'll have maybe evolved spiritually. I think that maybe I'll be a little more enlightened, maybe a little more in tune with the world and the universe.
What makes you think that, like? Explain that a little bit more.
I just think, you know, we were talking about this before. I do think that maybe just because I'm a Pisces or whatever, that I've always kind of had intuition. some intuition into, you know, the world around me and, you know, spirituality, whatever you want to call it. And I just think I want to, one of my goals is to fine tune that a bit and really hold space to engage with the universe.
Be more perceptive.
Yeah. And... yeah. You know, who knows? Maybe I'll be levitating and meditating 10 years from now, but...
we'll all be levitating in our flying cars.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? Well, with that being said, we did want to bring our special guest in to the fold. And with that, we were just going to ask him some of the same questions about, you know, what it was like when he was 28 and what... may have been different or would do different or advice you would give, etc. And so we will be bringing in a special recording from our elusive brother, Asif. And so I hope you guys get to enjoy hearing him talk a little bit.
Yeah, so we'll go ahead and switch over to that clip now.
All right, so we have Asif here, our brother, and wanted to get your input on what it was like when you were 28. What was life for you like?
Life was pretty terrible at 28. I was
please tell us more.
So I graduated undergrad in 22 and graduated medical school at 26 years old. And at age 28, I was a few years knee deep in my neurosurgery residency training. So
that sounds really fun.
Spending all of my time doing spine and brain surgery and, just working pretty much nonstop.
So, yeah,
but
I remember that we have to make appointments to talk to you.
Right. And the, you know, the residency training is 7 years long, and it's you do nothing but neurosurgery for that period of time. And that's painful, but necessary.
Yeah. So looking back now, what do you wish you had known at that point, or, you know, before then, or maybe like what mistake you might have learned from, or what advice would you give yourself now?
Or your brother who just turned 20.
Or your brother. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good question. That is like asking what my regrets are, basically.
Yeah.
For which, there's a very long list, but the biggest one would be just the what I wish I had known is just how valuable time is and the time that we have with our loved ones, which is limited. And that is the biggest thing that I regret or that I wish that I had known is how limited our time is with our loved ones.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a lesson people learn at different points in their lives. And with that being said, like for Yusuf, what advice would you give him being just a young 28 now?
Yeah, don't put things off. Like I said, time is limited. You know, we think we always have more time, but you know, like spending time with family, which you're already really good at. So there's not much I can give it. There's not much advice I can give you from that perspective. But you know, it's just that I think that over time my perspective has changed. And now that my priority is if I have extra time, my priority is to come see you guys.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say, like, that really matches up what you were saying about time being limited and, you know, not wasting it, not putting things off. We were talking about that earlier in this episode, and that one thing I really want to focus on this next few years is putting my money where my mouth is and being accountable on really doing the things I want to do, like my passion projects and, you know, actually spending the time to improve and enjoy my crafts.
Right. And you will see the rewards of putting in the time. You know, a couple of years ago, I started my routine of going to the gym every day. And obviously it's not overnight, but I can see results now. Mm-hmm. That I wouldn't have seen if I hadn't come to that realization that, well, I have to wake up in the morning at 5 a.m. and go to the gym and spend an hour there before I go to work to get it done.
And that's why he's the neurosurgeon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it's very clear who is the disciplined one in the family, and it is not Yusuf or I. Correct.
Well, it's not that easy. You know, I snooze for a long time, and it's really hard to roll out of bed, but once you do it, the rewards come.
Yeah. So we were talking exactly about that, like taking dedicated time and really holding ourselves accountable to that time. So, as well as that, you know, we were also talking about maybe some small goals for this year for each of us. What would be, you know, it doesn't have to be a huge goal, but what's like one small goal you have for yourself this year?
Well, I have a lot of big goals this year.
Ooh, tell us.
One of them is I just registered for the oral board examination for the neurosurgery boards. So this year, my biggest goal is to become board certified. Other goals that I have, you know, obviously I still have my fitness goals. I'm trying to, you know, just become overall more fit and healthy. My other big goal is renovating my new house that I bought.
Mashallah. Nice. Congratulations.
Nice.
When am I moving in, by the way?
That part.
That's when I don't even know when I'm moving
in. Nice. That's awesome. That's great. Those are some amazing goals.
Another goal is I'm trying to become financially independent. So, you know, I live on an income of a neurosurgeon, but then I also am trying to kind of branch out and find a solid and continuous supplemental income source.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never want to have all your eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And the FI journey is much more doable than many people think. So props to you.
Right. And probably for the small goal, I would go with the fact that I'm trying to drink more water and eat less sweets, just stop, putting toxic stuff into my body.
I know how you can eat less sweets. You can share some of your dessert with us next time we go out.
Oh, they don't know about that.
We all know that's not going to happen.
This is true. This is facts. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. That is, folks, that is the elusive, famous Asif.
Dr. Shafiq,
and thank you, Asif, so much for giving this little special birthday, inclusion in our birthday episode. And do you have any other birthday message for Yusuf?
Oh,
no, I just love you, Yusuf. I'm proud of you.
Oh,
keep up the good work, and I'll see you in a few weeks.
Inshallah. All right. I love Can't you. Wait. I'll see you soon.
Love you.
Bye.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that and hearing from all three of the Shafiq siblings on this episode.
Yeah. I just want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank Zuby for the best birthday ever, as well as all my close friends in the area that really made it what it was. You want to know who you are. And we'll see you next time here on the Katamita Chit Chat Podcast.
Bye.
I'm just kidding.